gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 877-488-5350. And if you are just joining us, we spent the previous hour, actually, speaking with Leila Yagi, whom we talked to about a couple of weeks ago. Her son was convicted to 31 and a half years on some terrorism charges. And we spent the last hour speaking with Bob Boyle, who is the attorney for Ziad, and Mel Anderbeek, who is an activist with human rights and, I guess, truth movement. I interviewed Mel. I interviewed Nahla Larian, and I've tried to interview her before, actually, Sammy was convicted, and that's what she told me. She said that they did not want to publicize it. And then after the conviction, of course, she came on, and, you know, we tried to publicize it as much as we can. So in your opinion, do you think that publicizing these cases works for or against the accused?
I think four, and it's probably also a difference with I'm a third party publicizing as opposed to the family publicizing. I don't know why she wouldn't.
Well, she talked about the problem. The people who were, I guess, the people who were paying for the attorneys or something.
Oh, okay.
They felt no. She mentioned. I remember. I mean, the interview with Nahla actually was on my television program. Current Issues of the same name as the radio program, and it's on YouTube. I do remember her saying that, and I think she mentioned something about Quakers who supposedly were helping with that. Mel, what can we do to help Leila and her son, because you have more experience and you've been trying. I mean, Sammy Larian's case has been a few years. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that people can actually do to help Leila?
Yeah, well, I said one would be to donate money, of course. And I think another important thing is to tell people what's going on. That's why I feel the publicizing is so important, because people get the little sound clips from the, you know, or the headline, or yesterday another terrorist, and they don't actually go to the trials, and they don't see what's going on. So I think that awareness of the public can get some kind of a groundswell demanding justice.
Now you did go to the trial of Ziad Nagy, correct?
3 days of that. I wasn't able to go. You know, I don't live in North Carolina, but I was there for about 3 days of it.
Yes. So you were there for what, 3 days?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what can you tell us about that trial?
I said it was very, very sad. We've got these young men all going to prison for years. We were there the day that the Boyd son testified. It was one of the days I was there that was the most memorable for me. And they just, you know, their testimony was, especially Zachariah's testimony, was very moving for me, and he just,
okay, Bill, stay with me. This segment is actually the shortest segment of all, so we're going to take a quick break.